We want to talk about A Little Chaos. It's a pleasant little film set in the time of Louis XIV.
The
film opens in the year 1679, and Kate Winslet is a landscape gardener. And the first time we see her is as the king's landscape gardener. Andre sees her through a window.
That's true, yes. While she's slightly disturbing his potting.
Yeah, she decides to move the pot in the centre of this lovely symmetrical arrangement.
To the side. Yes.
Anyway, she's...
Very visual concept of the title of the movie, A Little Chaos.
Indeed. Anyway, she's brought in to help work on part of the revamp of the garden at Versailles.
Well, that's the building. It's like they've moved into Versailles. Mm. Well, as if Louis moved the entire court into Versailles. And it's the initial building of the gardens at Versailles,
yes,
which are rather spectacular.
Indeed. The basic story is the fact that you've got a woman in an unconventional role.
Yes.
Doing a major work... and, of course, she also isn't French.
No,
I got the impression she was English.
No, I didn't get that. Well, it's very hard to tell. It's an English movie made by English people playing French characters.
Speaking in English. Filmed in England.
I assumed that they were all French, so, yeah.
Yes.
It's directed by Alan Rickman, playing Louis XIV.
In all his glory, in a wonderful flouncy wig.
Very good job, yeah.
Yes.
And I think all of the actors are English, apart from the... Oh, let's say second male link. The master landscape architect, whose name is eluding me at the moment.
Andre.
Yes. Who is not English is the only actual European in the movie, if you don't assume England is European.
Well, the English don't think they're European. Yes. And he is trapped in a rather unfortunate marriage.
Yes, but they all seem to be trapped in rather unfortunate marriages, you know. At that height of... You didn't marry for love, you married for
power.
Politics and power and money and all those sorts of things.
And, he's free to have affairs so long as he doesn't take it seriously.
Mm.
Unfortunately, he finds a landscape gardener somewhat attractive. She has lots of problems with the workers getting used to the...
Well, the workers, as in it's been suggested by other helpful individuals that the workers that she hires are basically, well, the crap workers.
Because all the other
jealous males,
by the regular...
Jealous males basically giving bad advice on purpose and things like that. It's beautiful. It's a very beautiful looking movie.
It's beautifully filmed and it has a certain charm.
It does.
Stanley Tucci certainly helps.
Playing yet another one of his over-the-top, heavily bewigged... ostentatious characters very well.
But they were like that at the time.
Well, they were, and he's fabulous. He seems to have this line of these very ostentatious characters on one side, and then he has the serious characters on the other side of his acting career.
There's one scene which is quite extraordinary. It's the women of court getting together to talk amongst themselves, and they start talking about people they've lost.
Yes.
Whether it be to the pox or in wars.
Children, largely.
Children.
Yeah, children.
And it's actually a fairly serious meditation on life and death.
Mm.
It was quite unexpected in the context of the rest of the film.
It was, yeah.
Well worth seeing.
Mm.
Very entertaining and beautifully shot. And the final sequence, they pull back up from this little section of the gardens.
To show
so you see all
garden.
The gardens in their glory. So
it's beautiful to look at.
Worth catching and some lovely acting. And
every English person that ever existed wearing wigs of the time, which were terribly bad wigs, but you know.